Welcome to Yak Babies. My name is Aaron. I'm here with Dave.
Hey.
Brick.
Hey.
Nico.
Hey.
Dave sets the pace. We're playing another game this week. This is a game that I came up with. So a couple months ago, I saw Harvard Bookstore in Boston had this publication called Subject : Writers. The subtitle is Selections from the FBI Files on Authors of the 20th Century. And it's like they worked with this group called Muckrock, who are, I guess, a nonprofit who do sort of Freedom of Information Act requests to sort of declassify documents or sort of publish stuff that usually gets hidden or sort of secreted away in file cabinets in the bureaucracy of the government. And one of their projects was getting these FBI files about writers and sort of making it into a volume of some kind. And I thought it'd be kind of a fun artifact for a game for our podcast, and so I've brought it with it. What I did is read through these files over the past week, and I have picked out key excerpts. What I'm going to do is read them to you, and you have to guess which author this file refers to or coming from. There's three clues, and they're increasing or decreasing level of difficulty. So the first one's hard, and the last one's going to be pretty easy. Probably has the book title and it's give away really easily. And some of the writers are easy, and some are pretty difficult. So there's three tiers of difficulty going on with this
one. I suck at these games.
You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. So I'll go with the easy one first to start it off and see how this goes. So let's do like a, you know, whenever you figure it out, shout and we'll go forward from there. Make sense? Got it?
Got it.
Okay. Let's say easy ones are 1 point, medium ones are 2 points, and hard ones are 3 points. This is an easy one. This is from some memorandum in the FBI file this writer. On the subject of homosexuality, blank states, American males are the only people I've ever encountered in the world who are willing to go on this needle before they'll go to bed with each other. Because they are afraid of this, they don't know how to go to bed with women either. I've known people who literally died out of this panic. I don't know what homosexual means anymore, and Americans don't either. If you fall in love with a boy, you fall in love with a boy. The fact that Americans consider it a disease says more about them than it says about homosexuality. Not Tom Wolfe. Other guesses?
David Sedaris.
No. This is definitely before contemporary times. Okay, so go to the next easiest clue. Yeah.
Ken Kesey.
So guess. Is Brick out now, or...
No, we just guess.
Can we just, so we can just throw out names?
Yeah, totally.
Henry Miller.
No.
William S. Burroughs.
No. Okay, two. The cover of the May 17, 1963 issue of Time magazine is devoted to author blank. The cover story describes some of blank's recent efforts on behalf of the American Negroes integration movements.
James Baldwin.
Yes, it is Baldwin.
Oh. Damn.
His is the biggest and most interesting file in this whole collection. They were obsessed with James Baldwin. And
did they
a lot of
try and convince him to kill himself?
No. I don't think so. They don't say it here. But they're obsessed with his sort of communist connections or ties and also his criticism of J. Edgar Hoover.
Mm.
That was Dave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So 2 points for... Or no, 1 point for Dave.
Oh, I thought that was the second clue. That was the third clue.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, 2 points for Dave. Yeah, great. Good. Okay, let's do another easy one.
Was the first one also James Baldwin?
Yeah, they were all three. Oh. So there's three clues for each writer. And they're increasingly easy. Let's do another easy one. Here we go. U.S. poet. The U.S. poet blank arrived in Cuba to participate as a poetry judge in this year's international contest of the Cuban cultural organization House of the Americas. He will be part of the jury that is made up of outstanding poets from different countries.
T.S. Eliot.
No.
William Carlos Williams.
No. What'd you say?
Ezra Pound.
No. Two. Blank is contained in the current issue of Who's Who in America and considered the outstanding beatnik poet in the U.S.
Ginsberg.
Yes. Another pretty good file. Lots of stuff about his agitation for legalization of marijuana and his various arrests for protests and different stuff like that. Okay, let's do a medium one. You guys are good at this. Okay, so... Informant observed, this is from some sort of like report from a special informant on this author. Informant observed that communists have found fertile opportunities for development for spreading distrust and lack of confidence in America institutions in the area of science fiction writing. Informant declared that a number of science fiction writers have created illusions with regard to the impossibility of continuing world affairs as an organized manner now or in the future through the mediums of futuristic stories.
Isaac Asimov.
Is it Asimov?
Yeah.
No.
Bradbury.
Philip K. Dick.
Bradbury is what it is. His is a bit more sparse, but they have a really like thorough breakdown of his career, which is interesting. They have a lot of details on the stories he wrote for TV as well as his fiction. Okay, let's do a hard one. Yeah, this one's great. Okay, so this is just one clue because there wasn't a lot in this person's file. So I'm just going to read this down, and as soon as you think you know what it is, just pipe in. This comes from a description of the author's appearance on the Mike Wallace TV show. Blank claimed that one of the things that will diminish our freedom is overpopulation, and to control an overpopulated world organization is needed. Blank stated that the technological devices that are produced today can be used to persuade man against his sense of reason or good judgment to accept a dictatorship willingly.
Aldous Huxley?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nico's cheating.
when I read this, I was just amazed at how this is just like the plot of Victor Rowe, basically. He's talking about this TV show, and they have it written down in the FBI file. Okay, another hard one. This one is probably the hardest one, because there wasn't a lot that was fertile for clues. If you get it, you'll be a very smart person. Okay, clue number one. This is a picture of this author, and the caption says...
Can we see the picture?
No, because it has a name on it. A broodingly beautiful woman has been described as a super intellectual by the New York Times. Super intellectual. She's broodingly beautiful.
Ayn Rand?
No.
I don't think so either. But maybe I thought maybe brooding.
Right. Plath is not bad, but no.
Edna Millay.
No. Two. The December 4th, 1967 issue of Diamondback, student paper of the University of Maryland, on page 3, reflected the subject, read verbatim her argument on the aesthetics of silence to an audience of over 300 on November 29th.
Ugh.
The article pointed out that after graduating from North Hollywood High School at the age of 15, Miss Blank received her bachelor's degree from the University of Chicago at 18. So she's super smart. The key clue there is aesthetics of silence. That kind of gives it away.
It does not.
Yeah, that's, you're wrong.
Okay, clue three. She received her bachelor's degree from the University of Chicago and completed all requirements for her doctorate except for the dissertation, which was a teaching fellow at the University of Harvard, described in the December... to see an issue of Esquire magazine as one of America's best-known influential critics. Not really. It's Susan Sontag. That one. Hard, because there's not a lot of giveaways. I thought Aesthetics of Silence would be the one giveaway. Okay, let's do one more. So this is from another informer report. On March 16th, 1967, Mrs. Blank, this is an informant, it was redacted, and store operator at Woody Creek, Colorado, advised that Blank, the author, with wife Sandra and son, presently are renting a house on a ranch located about 5 miles east of Woody Creek. Mrs. Informant.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Yes, it is Hunter S. Thompson. How'd you know that?
Damn.
Colorado?
Place, yeah.
Nice. He had a wife.
Yeah. So this is great because he ran for mayor of that city.
Yeah.
And it lists his positions or his platform. He wants to saw the streets at once, ripping up the pavement with jackhammers and using the junk asphalt to build a parking lot out of town and out of sight. Change the name of Aspen by referendum to Fat City in order to prevent greed heads, land rapers, and other human jackals from exploiting Aspen's overdeveloped image. Erect stocks on the courthouse lawn in order to punish dishonest dope dealers in proper public fashion. Forbid hunting and fishing to non-residents except for those who get a resident's personal endorsement. Disarm the sheriff and his deputies. He explains that every recent urban riot has been set off by some trigger-happy cop in a fear frenzy. To pacify the violence-prone, Thompson would rely on a pistol-grip mace bomb, whatever the fuck that is. Yeah, anyway, there's more in here, but we can save it for another time. One of the best things I learned from this whole thing is that Terry Southern, the writer of Candy and the Magic Christian, and also wrote the screenplay for Dr. Strangelove, apparently had the world's best pornography collection, and they're, like, obsessed with that in the FBI. They're like, he has a bunch of porn, we need to, like, figure out how to rate it, and they couldn't figure out a legal reason to do it, but apparently everyone's, like, knew that he had, like, a shitload of porn that was, like, all of really high quality.
Neat.
On that note, yak babies, yakking off.